Welcome back to WEAA 88.9 FM here on the campus of Morgan State University. We are on Two Way Talk. I'm Carol Williams.
And I'm Anthony McCarthy.
And we have with us today Coach Nick Love, and he has the 10 dating do's and don'ts for us. Welcome to Two Way Talk, Nick Love.
Thank you guys for having me back.
Coach, thank you.
You know, when we let people know that you're coming, people get very excited. I think it's that you are so frank in your assessment of dating in 2020. It's a very, not 2021, that dating is so different now, and there are a lot of rules, do's and don'ts, and we have you to turn to give us the do's and don'ts. So let's start with just explaining to people, what are the do's and don'ts for dating?
Well, I want to tell your listeners, I'm always excited to come back and be with you guys. And they actually encouraged this topic today, because I know last time I was on, a couple callers called in and talked about how they don't make it to the second and third date.
Yes.
And I think sometimes that's because people don't know how to date.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's because on the first date they give so much that people don't have much to look forward to.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I want to start with some dating do's. So I think it's very important, like the first impression is very important. So we want to make sure we're on time, especially if someone invited you out. You know, people value their time. So you want to make sure you're on time. And I always say that if you're not on time, then you're not a man of your word. And right now, the only thing I can trust is your word, because I don't know you yet, right?
That's right. So right. don't be on colored time.
Absolutely.
Did you
for
say
your
colored?
Dating.
you said colored.
I did.
And create a dating routine before your date. You know, get yourself to your happy place before the date so you can be the best, most positive version of yourself.
Yeah, that's important. That's important. Folks, Nick Love is going to be with us. Coach Nick Love is going to be with us for the entire hour. So if you have questions about dating, if you've been not so successful, or you've been very successful, give us a call at 410-319-8888. Ask your questions. Ask for advice. Let's get you in the dating game. So what else do people need to know, Coach Love?
Yes, so what is a date? You know, a date is a teaser to the movie that is you. So on the first couple of dates, you want to leave the room early.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you want to keep them wanting more.
Leave them wanting more. That's it.
Keep them wanting more. The first date should not be longer than an hour and a half, 2 hours tops. And why 2 hours? That's plenty of time to get to know someone, check the chemistry, have some fun, and enough time to leave your date wanting more.
Oh, I love it.
Okay.
Now,
yeah, so,
but I know our listeners are probably immediately thinking, what if the chemistry's right?
Yeah.
What if we're just spending so much time? Now, Coach Love, you've heard people say, we met at such and such at the restaurant, and we were up talking all night.
Yes.
Should that not happen?
Yes, all the time. They say, well, what if the chemistry is there? What if we're enjoying each other? The first date should not be 4 hours. If you both are enjoying yourself and the chemistry is there, then guess what? You both are looking forward to the next date.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. You got to know the do's and don'ts. Go ahead, Coach Love.
Yes. And the next one is make sure you're giving the person your undivided attention. A lot of times we go into restaurants and we see people on their phone. They're looking down. They're not even having a conversation with the person that they're sitting across from. So I say you want to make sure you give your undivided attention. And I always give an example to my clients. I say when you walk into the restaurant and you get at the table, you take your phone and you say, 1 second, I want to put my phone on mute so I can make sure I'm giving you my undivided attention. So you're setting the stage, letting them know, hey, I'm going to be engaged. I want you to be engaged in a conversation, and let's have some quality time together.
You make it sound so easy, Coach Love. But before you keep going on the do's and don'ts, let me ask you, what if you go on a date and you know immediately this is not the date for me? How do you think you should just sit through the hour, hour and a half, or can you end it?
I think you should sit through the hour and a half and make sure you have a good time. And if possible, make sure you can make the other person have a good time, too. And I always say you should give someone at least 3 dates. You know, the first time, sometimes the chemistry is not there. A lot of times people say, yes, I'm looking for the chemistry. But sometimes that chemistry doesn't come until, like, the 4th or 5th date. So at least give someone 3 dates. If there's like no major red flags, they are not disrespectful to the waitstaff, go out on a couple more dates and see what their story is. A lot of times once we get to know someone's story, we become more attracted to that person.
Interesting. I agree with you. Three dates sounds good to me unless they are a pig. I cannot stand to watch someone eat like they have not eaten in days.
So that brings up a really good point. If there is not a red flag, but a turnoff.
Yes, a turnoff.
Should there be a second date or a third date? Because I'm you. If you're eating like a pig or stuff falling out your mouth or you take your teeth out and wrap it in a napkin, guess what?
You're not interested in date number two. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Coach.
If you have a deal breaker and you see that they check that list off like one of your deal breakers, then no, don't give them a second date. But if they're eating like a pig, you know, if the love eventually develops and a true connection is there, then you might look past that.
Well, can you say something? Can I say, could you not eat like a pig?
Are you hungry?
Absolutely.
Have you not eaten in several days?
I'd say absolutely. Make a joke about it and ask that question.
That's right.
Not eaten in several days.
Or am I paying? Because you look like you have not eaten in a while.
You may be very expensive. I'm sorry. Coach, this is very serious, Coach Love. We're just being silly. But honestly, dating is serious. And I love that you have some rules for dating. I can tell our engineer and our producer love this segment. They love this segment. So anyway, what are some other do's and don'ts? I love those red flag rules.
Yeah.
If they're sending you red flags, you just need to check it on your list.
Right.
Suffer through that hour and a half. Because I agree. I take everything Coach Love says very seriously. And if I'm supposed to sit through there and watch them snort that food off that plate, I'm going to do it. I'm going to sit through it. Anyway, go ahead. Do's and don'ts.
Another do is be a great listener. Become curious about the things that they enjoy. So ask open-ended questions like who, what, when, how, you know, and talk about the things they enjoy that, you know, helps them warm up to you more, like when you become curious about what they're into.
So I want to ask about that as well. I'm just trouble. But should you fake it even if you're not interested in what? I love what you said about being a good listener, curious listener. If they're saying something you're really not curious, I mean, should you fake it? Should you just act very interested?
I would say...
Because insincerity.
Just become curious. If you don't know anything about it and
you're right.
feel like you're not having a good time, just keep asking them questions. They might talk about a topic that you're interested in.
Okay.
And he brings up another good point. Suppose you're the only one talking. Suppose you're the only one asking questions. He's giving you one or two
word answers.
And it's just going.
How can you spice up those kind of dates?
Yeah.
How can you improve the conversation, Coach?
So I give them all a little bag of 21 questions. So if your date is just not that engaging, then you pull out your bag of questions, and then you ask them the questions. You both take turns asking the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, we want to invite you to join in the conversation. Don't wait till the last few minutes of the show to start calling in and asking your hot questions. 410-319-8880. You'd have to pay for Coach Love's advice, except when he's right here on Two-Way Talk. 410-319-8888. Ask your questions. I know you have dating questions or you have dating experiences. Call in and share them with us, and Coach Love will give you some great, great advice.
So go ahead, Coach Love.
I was going to say, and also before the date, you want to think about how you're going to talk about yourself. Because that's very important, you know. So you want to make sure
that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember the last time you were on, we had the caller who called in who was questioning whether or not she should tell her dates that she's a minister.
Mm-hmm.
And
so that's not something
that you come out of the box with immediately. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't want to lie about who you are, but maybe some people think that that cuts into the possibility of sex, or they think that it may change the whole tenor of the date.
Yeah.
Not that you should be doing that on the first date.
That's exactly what Coach Love
that's
said.
That's what Coach Love has taught us.
Yes, I think exclusivity and sex go together.
I will expand on that later.
Yes, that'll be the next
that's
show.
Right. Do's and don'ts for dating. Anything else we need to think of?
Yes, like, so when you're thinking about how you're going to talk about yourself, it's important for you to stay positive and warm. You don't want to dwell on your divorce or your ex or anything negative. You want to save all of that for your friends, your family, or your therapist or whoever. You know?
I know, that's right.
That's true. And, the last thing you want to do is be so negative when you're introducing yourself to somebody. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You want to really leave them with a positive impression.
So, Coach Love, I had a question tweeted to me, and it's kind of the same question, but should we leave Instagram alone for searching for a date, and do you feel like you can find love on social media?
Ooh, those are good questions.
Mm-hmm. I think that you can find love anywhere. Like, when people say, what's the best place to find love? Anywhere there's people, you can. You never know. That might be a connection anywhere. So,
but what if it's a large gathering on Pennsylvania North Avenue? I'm not sure if anywhere there's people is a good standard.
I was going to say that's a little broad because
you might find someone on Pennsylvania Avenue that's doing some community work.
Okay, very good
that's
point.
That's a good point.
Very good.
He always has a positive spin on it.
He comes up with a positive spin on it.
Because I'm telling you, on Pennsylvania North, them people dressed in purple, I am not.
And matching shoes. 410-319-8888. That's the number to join our call. We have with us Coach Nick Love talking about the do's and don'ts of dating. Amber's on the line. Amber, welcome to Two Way Talk.
Hi, hello. Can you hear me?
We can. Welcome to our program.
Thank you for taking my call. I have a question for the coach. So I do ask questions, but how do I ask questions without the other person feeling like I'm interrogating them?
Mm.
And how do I get them to reciprocate the questions or kind of ask me back?
That is such a good question, Amber. I was on a date. This was years ago. But the person said to me, oh, I can tell you're a talk show host. I was like, oh, am I talking
they
too much?
They say the same thing about me. I can tell you're a police. So, like my history behooves me, I guess. You know, it's like I'm supposed to ask questions, even if I wasn't a police.
So how do you answer Amber's question? How can you ask questions, be inquisitive, without seem like you're interrogating?
That's a good question, Amber. So what I tell my clients is that when you're on a date, you offer information about yourself. And an example is I encourage my clients to date multiple people at the same time. So this is an example. You say, when I'm dating, I date multiple people until I agree to be exclusive with someone else. How do you date?
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, offer that information about yourself and then put it back to them.
Give us another example, Nick, because that's a great example. Amber, that is a perfect way. Just talk about yourself and then say, what about you?
In today's, you know, the world that we're living in, I think it's great to bring up the conversation if you meet someone online and say, hey, here's a picture of my vaccination card. just want to let you know I'm vaccinated. How about you?
Do you not believe in vaccinations?
You're right.
What a great, you make it much more interesting than just kind of, what you do for a living, what kind of food you like.
What you ordering off the menu.
What you reading on the menu. Amber, thanks for your call. Thanks for joining in. 410-319-8888. Now, let me ask you something. I'm reading the text. People seem to be afraid to call in and ask. So they're asking us to ask these questions. Do you see any difference in how gay people date and straight people date? Do you have different rules for your clients depending on their sexual
That's
orientation?
A good question.
The only rule that I have that's different is that I believe that if a man and a woman go out, then the man should pay on the first date.
What?
You ain't got to worry about that, so stop fussing.
Now, when it comes to
sex, I'm thinking of all my male friends. Go ahead.
The first date, you know, they pay the first date.
Okay.
When it comes to same-sex partners, then I think that on the first date, it's okay to go Dutch.
Okay. But what if she makes a whole lot more money? Shouldn't she at least volunteer to pay for the first date?
Absolutely not. Do not volunteer. Do not try to make it like you're going to reach for your wallet. You know what you do? As soon as the check comes and the waiter drops it off, you say, thank you.
Grab your purse. But that's so funny that he said that because, and that's great advice for me because I always say, we're going to do Dutch.
Really?
Yeah, because too many times I feel like some of the men that I went out on a date with feel like, oh, if I buy you dinner, then what else gonna happen? You know?
What's coming with the
dinner?
Yeah,
creepy like. So I'm like, I'll pay for mine. Thank you.
Really?
You know what's else gonna happen? I'm going home and you're going home. That's what's gonna happen.
410-319-8888. Do you have any questions about dating? We have Coach Nick Love on with us. We're gonna be on for the entire hour talking about relationships, the do's and don'ts of dating, and anything else you want to talk about when it comes to relationships. 410-319-8888. It's 2021. Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting that you're still advising men to pay for the first date.
I do too. But
I just think that it really, you should just fill it out in the date.
Yeah.
Does she want to go Dutch? Maybe I shouldn't offer to pay. She'll find that offensive. I mean, there are, I don't know. It's just a very different world.
It is. And I've had a couple of men ask me, are you going to take me out to dinner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How did that make you feel when they asked you that question?
Were they carrying their purse with them when they asked? They had I'm sorry, that wasn't very nice. That was not very nice.
It made me feel like they probably didn't work.
That's right. And
that might be be extreme, but it made me feel like you can't pay for dinner. You know, even though I wouldn't want them to pay for my dinner, but yeah, it made me feel like maybe they don't work, maybe they don't have the money.
Mm.
But what's worse? What's worse? A man asking you to take him out to dinner, or a man just kind of gaffing off the date from the beginning?
Wow.
Not even asking to go out for a cup of coffee.
Because he can't afford it.
Or he's just cheap. Right?
Yes.
Don't even ask you out for a cup of coffee. You're talking on the phone for 2 weeks, and most women, I'm sure, would think, well, when are we going to go out?
Mm.
So I don't know what's worse, a man asking you to take him out or a man not asking you out at all.
Wow. What do you think about that, folks? I want to hear what you think. 410-319-8888. The calls are starting to come in. 410-319-8888. Coach Nick Love is on the phone with us today. We're talking the do's and don'ts of dating. African is online. Welcome to Two-Way Talk.
And thank you. You have to meet someone more like yourself.
Yeah.
You have something in common with them. Wherever your treasure and value, so is your heart. So you have to find out what y'all have in common. I'm a musician, so more than likely it would be, you know, someone into music. So that's the whole key right there.
Yeah,
meet someone more like yourself.
But do you want them to be a lot like you, or is it more exciting?
I need them to be godly.
Ooh, okay.
Because, we're here.
You're laying it down.
God,
yep.
It's God that created us and not ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Have a nice one.
Thank
Amen.
You, African. Thank you. Now, what about that? Let's talk about that for just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
How much about your faith should you share on that first date? Because if you're too churchy, and I'm an ordained minister, but if you're too churchy, I'm going to pick up on that in the first date.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this person is real churchy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Coach?
I think that if you need someone that's really churchy, and if that's a deal breaker, then that's something to discuss on the first date.
Okay, so you can discuss your faith.
Yeah, if it's a deal breaker for you, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, because I let people know my faith.
Oh, do you?
I let them know up front. Christianity, yes.
But if you share all that up front, do you think that they go, well, she shouldn't be talking about this, or she shouldn't
I don't give
this. Because she's a Christian.
Oh, no, because I don't give them that. I don't give them that. I just let them know, I'm grounded in Christianity, blah, blah, and it's that. But I don't go out to dinner and say, okay, let's hold hands and pray.
Let's pray over our food,
and this is a godly meal. No, I ain't doing all that. I'm just letting you know I'm based in Christianity.
You know, I don't think I've ever prayed with anyone I went out on a date with.
I have.
That is very. Now, I remember one time I was going home, and I was taking my significant other home to meet my parents for the first time. And they said to me in the car as we were pulling off there, let's pull over and let's pray. And boy, they were on the money because my mother put them through their paces. She wore them out from the time they arrived to the time I got in the car and said, we survived.
Right.
It was a trip. Anyway, anything you want to add about faith, Coach?
Yeah, I would just say, like, if it's a deal breaker for you, then you can discuss it. And even if you bring it up on the first date, just don't make the whole date about religion.
Religion.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
410-319-8888. Tina is on the line. Tina, welcome to Two Way Talk.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Ma'am.
Okay, I called, and I think y'all tapped into what I was calling about.
Uh-oh.
I guess I felt like I needed to stand up for something, but I'm a minister, and
uh-oh.
I do think, I've had people tell me before, don't tell people that when you go on a date,
mm-hmm.
but I think if I don't tell you that, I'm not telling you who I am.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know, because certain things may be, you know, I want you to know that's who I am. That's a part of who I am, so that it's no misconception. And if it's a deal breaker, you know, I do think I'm a balanced person.
Mm-hmm.
I have a sense of humor. I have mm-hmm. a broad knowledge of different things, so I have much as far as conversation and
mm-hmm.
things that I can do, but I do feel like it's nothing wrong with sharing that because that is a part, a major part of who I
That's
am.
It. But Tina,
whoever it is, so I don't think we have to hide it. I'm not going to sit, and I do still say my grace if I go on a date.
Uh-huh.
And if this spirit would lead me for some reason to have to pray, I'm not an objection to do that either. But no, I don't just sit there and just discuss church.
Uh-huh.
But I do think it's nothing wrong with sharing that that is who you are.
Tina, let me ask you, and then I'll let Coach Love respond to you. Is it important to you that the person you're dating be a person of faith as well?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Okay.
Tina, I'm going to ask you.
And I'll be quite honest, and I'll tell you, I will tell you, we all know that everyone that you may meet in a church.
That's right.
Doesn't mean that they are not. I would not say if a person, wasn't a baptized believer.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't just pawn you off. But I do know, depending on the approach,
mm-hmm.
would let me know whether I would be talking to you. And you weren't.
Mm. Tina, I'm going to ask you to hold on. That music means we got to go to a break. You're listening to Two Way Talk. Our guest is Coach Nick Love. We're discussing relationships here on Two Way Talk. We'll be right back. Welcome to Two Way Talk here on Public Radio, WEAA FM, 88.9 FM. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm Anthony McCarthy.
And I'm Carol Williams.
If y'all could hear what we talk about in the breaks, you would probably tune in more.
Yes,
if y'all could hear
that?
What we're saying during the break. One of our most favorite guests is Coach Nick Love, who is a relationship expert. We are getting the do's and don'ts for dating. 410-319-8888 is the number. If you want to call in and ask your question, offer some advice of your own, we want you to participate in the two-way
mm-hmm.
conversation. Coach Love, I wanted Tina to stay on because I think she really captures something about, because she's an ordained minister, but she was saying, listen, I'm open mm-hmm. that not everybody who says they're in church or goes to church are as much of a Christian as she is.
Right.
So she's open to dating different people. No, she doesn't want anybody who has no faith.
Right.
But,
but she says she wouldn't throw them off if they didn't.
She wouldn't throw them off either.
She
That's
gonna
right.
convert them.
That's great to be open. I love to hear that.
That is openness is good.
Yeah. So and so you think that she should tell them on the first date that she's a minister, or should it be on her profile?
I think that since it's not a deal breaker for her and she is open, I don't feel like you have to tell them on the first date.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the first date, you want it to be easy, breezy conversation mm-hmm. where you can kind of connect in a natural manner, mm-hmm. you know. So you want to be like just well-versed of like pop culture, the news, the current shows, books and podcasts, stuff like that you can talk about to keep it easy and mm-hmm. not too heavy.
Yeah.
You know, those conversations come later on.
Now, Coach Love, can you remind us your rules about sex and exclusivity? I just got a text from somebody saying, is there any circumstance that sex on the first date is okay? If the energy is so hot, if the energy is so electric, that if you don't seize that moment, you may be letting something hot go. Is there any situation that you would approve of sex on the first date? I can
absolutely
tell by that.
Not.
I didn't even want to say that.
Not.
I could have told them that, actually.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Coach. Why do you say that?
Well, number one, for women, they when they have sex, they emit high levels of oxytocin, which is a bonding chemical that makes them attached to someone. So they can have, if they have sex too soon, they might have sex with the wrong person and feel attached to this guy. He might be an ex-convict. It's the first date, you know nothing about him.
That's true. There's nothing wrong with being an ex-convict.
There's nothing wrong with being an ex-convict. I'm just saying it might be some information that you don't know about this person.
Very true. Very true.
And you only get to have sex with that person for the first time once. Why not make it
one
special?
One time, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say, I just want to get it out the way, like it's a chore or something. It's not a chore. I think when you have sex with someone, that's the most intimate way that you can share yourself with someone. So it should be special.
Mm-hmm. So go ahead.
So let's go back to the phones. Marion, welcome to Two Way Talk.
Hi.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes, mm-hmm. we can.
Okay, we're talking about dating, and I want to involve the seniors because I was wanting to know what he had to say about seniors dating, because I'm a senior and I've experienced some things with, you know, guys which I figure might be on the same as me as being a senior, but I've experienced some things where I just couldn't go back for that second date.
Mm.
And I figure, you know, as a senior, and I think in experience in life, I think you should have a little bit more experience in life dealing with dating.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I hadn't dated for a long time because I was married, and then my husband passed, and my daughter got me into the dating site.
Good for your daughter.
And it was like,
Now, my question is, before the professional Coach Love weighs in on this and gives you some really good advice, let me ask you a few questions about, would you date someone significantly younger, like a 29-year-old or a 30-year-old?
No.
You wouldn't? Even?
No, because actually I am 70 years old, so I would not.
You
no.
wouldn't? Okay. Even if they had a shirtless picture on their profile,
what is the youngest?
Silly. I'm being silly. I understand.
What is the youngest that you would date?
Actually, I would say, and at this point in time, I do have a friend, and he's like,
all right,
he's 63.
Okay, mm-hmm.
okay,
yeah. So anywhere from stats, you know, on up. I would. I don't know how to describe myself, but I'm just I sound like a happy-go-lucky, active person.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't want to take someone that my age is kind of on the slow side.
Uh-huh.
Can I give you one experience?
Yes, go ahead, please.
I had one date, and I met up with them. And so, of course, him being a senior, and he asked me to stop at the restaurant. So he came back out. He told me, he said, "Oh, I've had an accident." I'm like, "Ooh, okay." And I work in nursing, so it didn't bother me, you know.
It
so
didn't said, bother okay. you at all?
No, I'm going to tell you why, because I was trying to be polite, you know, just try to
carry on, be polite. And I say, well, okay. But at the moment, I did have some Depends in the back of my trunk that someone had given me for a person. So I'm like, okay, I have something I could help you with. So I gave him the Depends, and of course, you know, he did what he had to do. And I still went out to lunch with him. I really did. I still went out to lunch with him. And, you know, the conversation was fine, but in the back of my head, I'm like, oh, no, not again.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it was a not again thing, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my God.
I have to be honest with you, Miriam. I love this call.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you, if someone ever told me they had an accident on the date would be over. I would be done. And now I'm just very superficial. Coach Love, I want you to give Miriam a lot of good advice. Senior in the dating game, very active. Yeah. She said I don't want to brag, so I have a feeling she's very beautiful and she's right. Very active. Give her some good advice.
Yeah, so, Miriam, my advice would be the same for seniors. If you have a deal breaker and someone checks one of your deal breakers off on the first date, then no, they don't get a second date.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you don't see a deal breaker, if they're polite to the wait staff, go on that second date.
Mm-hmm.
Get to know them. Get to know their story. It might later on be a connection there. Again, the connection usually develops on the fourth or fifth date.
You know, Coach Love, I respect everything you say. But if somebody have an accident...
Marion, this is the other question I have for you. I'm so glad you called in.
Yes.
Now, what do you... Would you do dating on social media? Is that where you do dating?
That's where actually, I wasn't... I'm like... Oh, like the lady before me was talking about her Christianity and everything. And I was really, you know, stirring... I am stirring into Christianity and Christian. But it was like... My daughter, and I was like, I had gone like 2 years after my husband passed, and my daughter's like, come on, Mom, you got to get on a date. I'm like, no, I don't know how to date. You really date, you know. But that's how I got me started. And I'm serious, and I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of got angry in a sense later on because of some of the dates. I'm like, you know, I shouldn't have let me do that because it just seemed like it didn't fit in my life. But then once the person that... My other girlfriend said, God's going to send you somebody that's going to help me for you. I had an accident on my job, and the next day I met this person on the line. And that person has been in my life ever since. It's been a great help in my life.
Nice.
Wonderful. Marion, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you. You know what I'm curious about, Coach Love, is in the dating game, Marion just brought up a whole lot of good points, including Depends. Carry him on your date. 410-319-8888. That's the number to join our conversation. Coach Love, do you suggest that, or is it good for everybody, but older people who want to be in the dating game, should they be in social media, should they go to the community center? Should they meet people at church?
At bingo.
At bingo. Is there better places for seniors to not pick up dates, but to look for dates?
Let me know.
I don't want to make it so tawdry.
I would say not on social. I would say if they're on social media, you can check it, but I don't feel like their dating pool is going to be that big on social media because most of them are not on social media. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like Mariam have an active social life. So
yes,
church, bingo halls, and out with your friends. So be social, but...
But what about... So let me ask you this. What about someone who has dated a bunch of people in your circle?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're a group of ladies and you and your buddies are active daters and you all find out that Mr. P has been dating every woman in your group, should you stay away from him or should you go on a date with him as well?
And that's a really good point that you just made.
Because I know people who do that.
And and what the thing about Facebook dating is that when somebody's face pops up, it tells you who they're associated with in your group.
Mm-hmm.
And I tend to know that if it says a name that I know, that they probably slept with that person.
Oh, not dating.
Just knowing that
what
person.
What kind of friends do you have, Kim?
They probably knew him at some time. They probably had a relationship with him. Mm-hmm. Just knowing the person that pops up. Sorry. That's just how it is. I'm like, oh, can't talk to him. I know.
He slept with her.
Yeah.
410-319-8888. Coach Love is with us today. We're talking dating, the do's and don'ts, and we're talking about a whole lot more as well. But we want to hear what you think. Do you have any questions about dating? Or maybe you have some dating experiences you want to share with us. Just give us a call at 410-319-8888. Nanette's on the line. Nanette, welcome to Two Way Talk.
I'm glad I am on this call. You guys are cracking me up.
Aren't we a mess?
I'm so glad. Thank you, Mr. Melvin. Thank you, Carolyn. Is that your name?
It's Kara, yes. Kara.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm going to be talking about seniors, too.
Okay.
So if you're a senior and you want a date, right, but your children, your adult children, don't want you to date.
Whoa.
And then when they do want you to date, they want to go out on the date with you.
What?
Love, you got to help me out. Help me out here. Do I take my children on the date?
Oh, my God. Coach Love.
Or do I leave them home to fuss at me after I get off of the date?
Coach Love.
I got to get an answer.
Thank you, Nanette.
You would leave and tell them to mind their business. They're probably in a relationship and happy. Why can't you be in a relationship and add to your happiness?
But what if they're just worried about their mom, Coach Love, and they just want to go on the date just to make sure, just to chaperone, just like our parents did when we were in high school.
No, but they're not their parents. They're their children.
They got to trust that their parent is going to make the right decision.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They got to let go of whatever thing that they... Maybe they don't want her to date because they were so in love with their father or whatever. No, that ain't working.
I will tell you, my mother started... She's married. She's been married for some time. But when she started dating my stepfather, I put him through pure hell.
Really?
Because no one is good enough for your mother.
Yeah.
And so I was watching him. We'd be in the car and he'd be driving us somewhere. And I'd be like, could you keep your eyes on the road and not on my mother? Could you people? I was rough.
Wow.
So you don't want your children going with you.
Yeah, I have twin boys.
Mm-hmm.
One son, I'm going to say, for lack of words, he could care less.
He could care
less. Unless it was something to happen in that dating, like he would do something to me. Then he would care. Does that make sense?
It does.
Something negative.
Negative.
Now, my other son
But
is,
you would have shot him, so it would have
Yes. So he would have probably had to bail me out of jail.
Right.
But now my other son is all questions.
Really?
Oh, he is all questions. He is just like me, all questions.
Mm-hmm.
What does he do? Why he can't take you out? You don't need him. He ain't good enough for you. Yeah. So
I just didn't think anybody was good enough for my mother.
Yeah.
So when she was on the dating scene, she would go out on dates and she would come home. I would be mad at her and not speak to her for days.
Because
I just did not like that she went out on a date.
And you know why that is?
Raise us. Pay attention to us.
You know why that is?
What's
I'm going to tell you why.
Uh-uh.
Because we automatically think dating means sex. And so somebody thinks. That's right. So somebody thinks, oh, my mom is dating. That means they're probably vodeo-do-do. And I don't feel like, oh, what?
Oh, God. I have not thought about my mother rodeo-do-doing in a long time. Not a pretty picture. Give us a call if you have questions about dating. Coach Nick Love is with us, 410-319-8888. And I promise you, we're not gonna be so silly every time you ask a question. Just give us a call and ask Coach Love your question. Viola is on the line. Viola, welcome to Two Way Talk.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I'm laughing because I'm not too sure you all are going to be happy for what I have to say.
Uh-oh.
I like this issue that you're discussing, but I'm like the lady that says she's a minister.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go around saying what my status is in church. I'm saved. I live for the Lord. I go by the Bible, and that right there eliminates a whole lot. I've been married for a number of years, but I like to tell my experience. When my husband and I met, I told him, and I was in the church, and he was not, at the time, committed to the Lord. And I told him, I talked to him because we grew up together as children.
Mm-hmm.
He had been out of state, got his college degree, had been in another world. And then he came back to my church, because his parents were there. So he came by to see his parents. So when we, one thing led to another, and we got to talking. But inside, I said, I need him to know that the Bible says, don't be unequally yoked together. And I was agonizing with this. He didn't know it. Mm-hmm. I said, I got to let him know. You know, because he was talking real nice and everything. And he was a nice guy from a beautiful family, with high morals and everything. But still, he was not a believer, and he was not in the church. He wasn't saved. And that right there was a deal breaker for me. Mm. Because the Bible say to not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. So I eliminated him as far as talking to him. I did talk to him, but I need to know, where did he stand with God? Mm-hmm. He was going to find out where I stood with the
That's
Lord.
That's right.
And I told him as we talked, I said, you know what? This is a conversation I remember like it was yesterday, and it's been many years ago. I said, it's hard to find somebody today as a woman who looking for a guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, not that I was out looking, but to come across a guy who would not require you to go to bed.
Ooh,
and
yes.
This is what he told me. This is what he told me. He said, if I even had the thought about that, I think I would make you dirty. Ooh, he didn't even want to come near touching me. And we stayed like that. Things did materialize. He did get in the church. He did commit to the Lord. He got saved, and he did not try to touch me before we were in that hotel that night. After the they eliminated a whole lot of stuff, and a lot of people going, well, I think you ought to. Well, look, you don't go to the market open no egg before you bring it home.
Yeah,
you bring the egg home. If it's a bad egg, it's a bad egg. But then I'm gonna tell you this much. If you trust God, He will give you exactly what you need. This is what a lot of people won't do. They're not going to trust God. They're going to take that. I got to know what's going on. I got to taste this. But if you trust God, He will not make a mistake.
It will all work
itself
out.
He will give you more than what's going to make you happy.
Viola.
Thank you.
So let me ask you this. I'm so glad our callers are incredible and honest.
Yes.
So Viola, what you're telling us is that you were not sexual with him, even though you knew him all those years. But but he never tried anything with you. But what if he had tried something with you?
I would let him know.
Wow.
Let me take it this. This I'm being transparent with this. With what I'm getting ready to say. He was. We were sitting in the living room of my house. We were engaged, and we began to kiss. And I'm gonna tell you something. In my dining room, nobody else is in my home but me and I. The fan fell over and slapped against the table, and it was as if God was saying, "Cut it out!"
Both
of us got the same message: "Cut this out," because we're gonna lead to something else. And we stopped it immediately. Immediately we stopped. And we didn't do that anymore.
Really? Now, you are the most disciplined woman I have ever, ever heard. I mean, because I know people who I consider to be Christians, good Christian men and women. But before they got married, they have told me stories about how they experimented. And I never thought of it. Well, you just don't trust God. Because God will supply you with everything that you need.
He will. He will. And as of October 18th, which is Monday at the next, we will be celebrating 41 years of marriage.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, that's good.
41 years.
When you trust God. But see, this is where... It's a deal breaker with me, and I tell my daughter, I said, find out on a guy on the first time you out with a guy, where does he stand with the Lord? Because if he definitely does not have any belief in God, could care less about God, you don't want to fool with that. It's not that the guy is not a good thing. Sometimes you can, in talking to them, don't throw them away. But sometimes guys are really good, and they want to know about where you stand with the Lord. And it may be something they have wanted to do, but they didn't know how to commit to God. They didn't know how to surrender their heart to the Lord. They like what they see in you, but they just don't have the know-how. But you can talking to them. It's like, how about coming to church to a Bible class with me? Now, if the guy don't want to have nothing to do with God, want to have nothing to do with your church, want to have nothing to do with your family, you let that guy go. He ain't for you. I'm sorry.
Viola,
thank you.
You are, she should be a relationship coach. Thank you, Viola.
But are those things, well, I agree with what she says, but I think that kind of stuff comes down the line.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about church and Bible school and all that. You know, after you initially tell somebody that you are steeped in Christianity, mm-hmm. then watch and see what he does. Yeah. See how he acts. See how he talks or whatever.
See if you can catch him as he runs away. I'm sorry. I am a mess.
Yes.
Coach Love, she really she knew what were deal breakers for her. She knew what were red flags for her. She knew what she wanted.
Yeah, she approached dating the right way, and that's what I help my clients do.
41 years she's been married. I am proud of her. Now, one of my favorite people in the world just texts me with a great question. She says, look, we both have jobs. We both do very well. She makes a bit more money than he does. She makes a lot more money mm-hmm. than he does. But anyway, she said, how does she communicate and make him understand that although she is an independent woman, how does she make him feel comfortable in knowing that her independence, her success in her job does not define how much she wants him, how much she needs him in her life? She's not looking to get married, but how does she make him understand that what she wants is an exclusive relationship?
By having a conversation. I think a lot of people go wrong when they don't have the hard conversations. Sometimes people are afraid to have conversations because they're afraid of the answer.
Mm-hmm.
But you always need to ask for what you want.
Yeah.
And that's a mistake that a lot of people make. They don't ask for what they want. So you got to ask for what you want. If you want an exclusive relationship mm-hmm. and it just be you two, you got to have that conversation and let people know, hey, when I'm dating with a purpose. I'm intentional when I'm dating. I'm dating with the hopes and the purpose to get into a long-term relationship.
Mm.
Is that what you're looking for? You want to, and then turn it back to them. Is that what you're looking for?
Mm.
And then you can also let them know, hey, my time frame when it comes to dating, I'm not going to date someone longer than 3 months if I don't know what we're doing and they don't know where we're going. So we both need to know, hey, it's been 3 months. If you want to move forward, we mm-hmm. can. If not, if we both still undecided, then maybe this is not the right relationship.
You know, the interesting thing is this friend who just sent me this, if the man was to catch her, he would be catching a great find.
So what do you think, since that's your friend, mm-hmm. do you think that this is more about him believing that she actually wants him, or is it about his insecurity in how much money she makes?
It's about male insecurity.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's a real thing.
It is.
Men don't like women who make a lot of money, and if you are on television, if you're a celebrity, they don't want. They just seem to think that their penis size or their ego is measured by or diminished by her success.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to me. I have friends who are men who are extraordinary. I mean, they are wonderful, extraordinary men, but they have broken up with women who were successful.
What?
They just cannot take it.
So my question is, Coach Love, is so if that person, it feels like that, there's nothing that really she can do to convince them that all they want is him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's already diminished himself by her pocketbook.
Mm.
That's his self-esteem. That's his thing. That's a him problem, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, give us some advice. If you are a successful woman and you are being judged by the man, how do you present yourself?
Yeah.
You are what you are. And if you're a successful woman, if you're on television, if you are, if you got a big pocketbook, there's nothing you can do to change that.
And I think black women in particular have been dumbed down long enough. Why should we dumb down ourselves just to have a date?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I think like when it comes to dating again, let him pay.
Let him pay. That's right.
Let him pay for the first date. Let him feel like a man. Also, you can take off the boss hat at the dinner table.
That's right.
If you can take off the what?
Boss hat.
The boss hat.
Okay. Explain what you mean by that.
So if
do women act like bosses at the dinner table?
Some people do. You know, some women come to the table and they still act like they're at work, like they're at the head of the boardroom table.
Mm-hmm.
No, be a lady. Be soft and pink with your man.
That's right. Mm. I agree with him.
Okay. You know, Coach Love, you have some very traditional beliefs.
And I love it.
Let's go to Rick. Rick, welcome to Two-Way Talk.
How you doing?
Hey, man. Welcome to the program.
Good. Yeah, I wanted to say, I wanted to give my comment about when a woman has more than a man.
Okay.
Because I've been in that position quite a few times and been married to the same woman for 21 years.
Oh,
real
wow.
Men don't worry about when a woman makes more or what mm-hmm. she brings. Because if she knows how to really treat the man, it's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what my grandmother taught me. The more of the story, when I was 20 and I worked in a fast food, you can date somebody in a fast food, but you want to date somebody that's got more than you and more aspirations, and it'll help you. That was what my grandmother told me.
You're the wise
you don't
grandmother.
Have a car, she don't have a car. You go work at McDonald's. That ain't going to do you too much good.
That's right.
I mean, I just say it. I'm just being honest, and I try to teach my kids the same thing. But like I say, real men, you know, unless you got a woman that's telling you what to do every second of the day because she makes more. But real men, why would you worry about, you know, she making more? They just don't. Now, I know a lot of real men like that.
Mm-hmm. I do, too.
Thank
Rick,
you.
That music means we got to wrap it up. Coach Love, how do people reach you?
You can find me on my website, CoachNickLove.com. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Coach Nick Love.
Coach Nick Love, thank you. What a great hour.
Yeah. Fun.
Thank you to all of our callers for calling in and participating. You make the difference when it comes to two-way talk.
Yes.
We really appreciate you.
Thanks,
Friday.
I appreciate you guys.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Two-Way Talk is a production of WEAA 88.9 here on the campus of Morgan State University, produced by Justina Pollard and engineered by Andre Melton. Stay tuned for the Morgan News Hour. And it was also produced by Sean McBean. Enjoy Two-Way Talk tomorrow.